Thomas Keating says, the human species has a oneness that transcends all differences, and that in some way we really are everybody else as we are ourselves. And he says, when we greet someone, we are greeting ourselves at the deepest level. Everybody has the divine presence in them and is saturated with God. I love that. When we greet someone, we are greeting ourselves at the deepest level. And there's someone here on our campus who I have witnessed really embody that in profound ways for a long time. He is someone who has been in the choir, who has been a prayer chaplain, actually is both. He's been a Stone Soup contributor. He's attended many workshops, classes, retreats. In fact, one of my favorite memories is a couple of years ago when we were on retreat, and he said, I have a meditation I want to lead us in. Do you trust me? And I said, absolutely. And we went on a journey, for those of us who were at that meditation retreat, through the darkness, befriending the darkness. He also has been a champion for this community and for selfless service and for the gardens. He just recently initiated a labyrinth revival project that I hope you guys got to see some of the videos that he created. But more than all of that, what I have seen on the external is that I have seen his heart, and I have seen how he has walked with people through crises, real crises, and has said yes to supporting them, to being a light when there was a lot of darkness in their life. He truly has greeted people at their deepest level, beyond the appearance, and said, here I am. And he continues to say, here I am, in so many beautiful ways. And I'd like you to join me in welcoming Harvey Beery to the platform.
Thank you, Reverend Garland. When I was 48, my life fell apart. Midlife crisis, an unexpected divorce. Boy, I was in the beginner's mind then. Yeah, I was so unprepared that this year, my hair turned white. It really did. It became clear that I didn't understand myself as an engineer, not even social relationships. I began in earnest the exploration of who am I and what is it I am being called to be and to do. After years of therapy and exploration, I met and married Marty, and we continued the quest together. I tried out religious science for a few years, and then one day while talking with a friend about how I was still looking for something more, she suggested, check out Unity. I yammered on, check out Unity. Oh, okay. So we did. That next Sunday, out in the patio, Marty came up with a paper and said, sign this. What's this, membership? Well, Harvey, if you don't like it, you can always quit. Oh, okay. Well, that was 20 years ago. At that time, Reverend Marge was bringing new spiritual outlooks out of the Far East. I loved it. I was finding an expanded spiritual awareness that I had been seeking. I poured through dozens of books, and Marty and I feasted on the classes and the groups and workshops. Among them were the A Course in Miracles, the Enneagram, where I found my number, EFT tapping, which I've done with numerous people here, dream study classes on the Unity, perspective, and many groups giving me opportunities to share my truth with another person. This church has consistently helped me grow in knowledge and in interpersonal skills. I can now claim unabashedly that I'm a flaming Enneagram 5. the investigator. Nowadays, when my authentic self, even as a five, when in that self, I like who I am. My action is service in using my artistic and techie skills and finding the joy in it. Here are some experiences. In my early years, Amy phoned me, "Harvey, could you possibly come help us sing just this once?" Well, been there ever since. And it's wonderful. It's like chanting to music. One time I found myself telling Jan Castelli, our prayer chaplain leader, "I just don't really know how to pray." And she said, "Oh, Harvey, that just opened up my heart." So I became a prayer chaplain, and I learned to pray with you most wonderful people, maybe for 12 years. Then there was a tree article I found, and the listening tree resulted. In reading the cards, my heart was broken open again in compassion. Many people right here among us are searching, and some are really hurting. Something had guided me to drop off that article. Years ago, Marty and I became aware of Reiki in the sacred circle. Now, we're heading up the Reiki ministry. In this service, we've gotten to know some amazing Reiki people who are already right here among us at church. Years ago, I'd said yes to visiting and praying with hospital patients. I would come home each week just dancing about some visit I had. However, one day a strong download told me that I was done. And what was that by following this call to serve, my own hang-ups had been healed. It was so amazing. What a gift to have said yes. After that, I started seeing the other things showing up here at Unity were actually callings. Check out Unity. Could you sing? We need a video for AIF. An article about a tree. I don't know how to pray. This music needs arranging. Could you do a grief group? Even running into a thorny bush in the labyrinth was a calling. I now see Unity as a Tustin as a place where by saying yes, I not only serve others and a greater purpose, but my own life becomes richer in unexpected ways. And when we're having fun together, we're all blessed. Regarding my own spiritual practices these days, what works for me is doing Tai Chi Cha with my wife, Marty. I end a session with a greater quiet and ease for the day. At other times, I will sit down and read A Course in Miracles. As I read, oftentimes, I find compelling words coming through me. These are words that move me into some deeper kind of a place that captures me. Regarding financial giving, sometimes the word giving can be associated with a rigid demand, but I don't see it that way at all. I see being a part of Unity is like having a child. Yes, it's true that with a baby, you're awakened at night, constantly cleaning up, changing diapers, and getting weary. However, a beautiful love is returned that opens your own love, and it's worth it all. And as you help the child grow and thrive, you have been given focus and purpose in your own life. You have engaged in something greater than self. I see the church as like a baby. We are given much in return. We want this church, Unity of Tustin, to grow and thrive. So to assure that, Marty and I are happy to support Unity by our giving consistently. Now here's something really wild. We found we can give our year's tithe to Unity the December in advance of the year. By doing so, the church can have a more predictable budget. Now we do this because Zelda Benson helped us find us a way to use our IRA distribution this way. We were going to tithe anyway, but by doing this, it actually reduces our taxes. Whoa. In conclusion, for me, this is the church that brings me the teachings that are its namesake, unity. This church reveals that there is holiness, not only of God, but holiness within, that we can discover the holiness in others. Here, we are invited to see the oneness of all of creation and to see we are not alone as isolated victims in a divided and hostile universe. This church is a place where we are reminded how we have been given the beautiful gift of life to experience right now, right here. Look around. Here, we are invited to see that we are surrounded in a field of love, where we can know that we are truly safe, healed, and whole. This is my home. You are my people. This church is our baby. Thank you. I love you.